When the Ukrainian-born oligarch Mikhail Friedman bought Athlone House in 2016, he paid more than $80 million for it in cash. He's now subject to international sanctions in the European Union, asset freezes and travel bans. But he's not, for now at least, facing sanctions here in the UK, meaning that this huge property is still very much in private hands. A man described in the EU as a close member of Vladimir Putin's inner circle. Еще раз, это телеканал Al Jazeera.
Unsurprisingly, we weren't invited in.
Sorry, we can't give you any information.
Like many of Russia's big business tycoons with large investments in the UK, Friedman, the owner of Russia's Alpha Bank, has rubbed shoulders with British high society. But he's accused of having one foot in the business world and the other in the criminal world because of his membership of Putin's close inner circle of rich men who made their fortune buying and selling state assets after the collapse of the Soviet Union. They're allowed to hold on to their wealth if they help protect Putin's. That's until Russia's invasion of Ukraine and a tidal wave of international sanctions, the West's weapon of choice. But indecision over the speed of sanctions in the UK could allow some of Putin's associates to get their money out of the country before it's frozen.
Everybody is scrambling to move assets, sell things, you know, get their loot out of harm's way. I fear that by the time we get to sanctions here in the UK, a lot of the assets will be gone.
In the past few days, the UK's most famous oligarch, Roman Abramovich, has been in a hurry to sell off Chelsea Football Club after 19 years of ownership. Like Friedman, Abramovich has avoided British sanctions so far, denying he has a seat at Putin's table.
There are a few more obvious signs of how entrenched Russian money is here in the British capital than Roman Abramovich's 15-bedroom mansion on one of the most expensive, heavily guarded streets in Europe. Now, apparently on the market for $200 million.
Elsewhere, France and Germany have seized two super yachts owned by oligarchs Alisher Usmanov and Igor Sechin, with at least five other super yachts owned by Russian billionaires anchored or cruising in the Maldives, a country that doesn't have an extradition treaty with the US. Putin's money is on the move. The British government says there are legal reasons for a lag in sanctions being imposed to make sure they're watertight against legal challenges. But top lawyers warn those challenges may be few and far between.
Now we have a situation where no lawyer in London will happily take on a case like that because we will be criticised by government ministers. We will be identified by name in Parliament, named and shamed, and we will be criticised in the press.
There's a reason the British capital's been nicknamed Londongrad, allegedly used to launder vast sums of illicit Russian money, an era that could be coming to an end. But when it comes to sanctions, the government's been urged to keep up the pace or risk softening the blow. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.